So Akayrus HaMegillah L'Mafreya Lo Yotza. If you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotza. Kara Alpeh, if you read it by heart. Kara Targum, or if you read just the Targum. L'Chol Lashon, or if you read it in any Lashon, Lo Yotza. All these cases, you're not Yotza. You could read it to the people who speak loyezis in laz. Rashi says that loyezis really means any language that's not Lashon HaKodesh is called laz. So it would seem that you read it in any sort of language that people understand, then you'd be yotze. Ba'loyez shesham ashuris, but loyez that here is ashuris, yotze. So Ashuris is Lashon HaKodesh. So even somebody who only speaks a different language, but he hears in Lashon HaKodesh, he'd be Yaitze, even if he doesn't understand it. Kar Sirugin, if you read it, Sirugin, which means if you read it, you stop, take a little break, and continue reading it, then you stop again, take another little break, and continue reading it. That's Sirugin, Umisnam name, or if you're reading it when you're half asleep, dozing off, Yatze. So these cases, you're going to be Yaitze the Megillah. Let's say you're writing the Megillah, and while you're writing a Megillah, you're reading it from a Kasher Megillah. Darsha, if you're darshaning a Megillah, and you start from the beginning, and you mamish darshan every pasuk, and you get through the whole Megillah. Or magia, or if you're magia a Megillah, right, you're just making sure that it's Kasher. So im kivein liba yotza, if you have in mind that you want to be yotza the Megillah when you're reading the Megillahs, when you're writing it, then you also be yotze. V'im lav lo yotze. But if we're not mechaven to be yotze, then you're not yotze. Ha'isaksuva b'sam u'b'sikra v'koymas u'v'kan kantanim. If it's written in these different types of ink, which is not kosher ink, or al niyor v'al diftra, if you write it on niyor or diftra, which is not cloth, it's other type of paper, lo yotze. So in these cases, you're not going to be yotze. Acha te'ksuv ashuris, it has to be written ashuris, al ha'sefer. So it has to be written in Ashuris and on a sefer, special cloth, ubediyoy, and also the specific type of ink, diyoy. So, fact the Gemara Benanimi, how do we know that if you read the Megillah backwards, you're not yoytz? Amar Rav Damakra, the pasuk says, kichsavam v'chizmana. The pasuk says, right, that it should be written, kichsavam v'chizmana. Mazmanam l'mafreya. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Kimu v'kibla ayhudim aleim v'alzarim akol nivam aleim v'layaver liyos oisim ashnei yom ma'ela kichsav m'chizman." You should do these days kichsav m'chizman. Mazmanu marfei loy, achkhsav marfei loy. So just like you cannot work backwards in time, right? 14th day doesn't come before the 13th day. So same thing, you can't write it, out of backwards. So the Gemara says, in fact, the Gemara, midi kriya ksiva hacha, it doesn't say anything about kriya in the pasuk. Look at the pasuk. It doesn't say anything about kriya. Asiya ksiva, it just says asiya, doing. The pasuk says, liyais oisim eshnayam meila. You should do these days, kichsav mechzmana. So how can you tell me that has to do with kriya? So it can't be from this pasuk. Elamei hacha, it has to be from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, ayam meila nizkarim vinasim. So these days, this is also in the Megillah, should be remembered and done. So now, Ishkes is Zechira l'Asiya. So now we can have a hekesh between Zechira and Asiya. Ma'asiya l'mafreya, loy, just like you cannot do backwards, you cannot do the Yom Tov backwards. So exactly what this means, I'm trying to talk about what does this mean. How do you do something backwards? What does it mean if you can't do something backwards? The pashas, you can say, it just means that you can't have, the day before. Like we said earlier, you can't have the day 13th before the 14th. Some of them say that you can't have something to do with the mitzvah sayyim. You can't do backwards. So just like you cannot do the asiyo l'mafreya avzachil l'mafreya, so you can also not do the reading it backwards. Tana, it's not a new thing. Tana, the Bryce says v'chein v'halal, also halal v'chein mikrishma b'tefila. So also, halo krishma tefila, you can also not do backwards. Halo manon, how do you know how you cannot go backwards? Rabba amad dechsiv, mimizach shashemesh an mevoyay. Right, the pasuk is, in halo we say this, mimizach shemesh an mevoyay, from the sun rises until it's mevoyay. So you see from here that the sun rises always in the east, sets in the west. So too, halo always has to be ala seder, you can't do it backwards. Rav Yosef amar zeh hayoyim asa Hashem, that you read it from that you learn it from this pasuk, Zeh HaYoyim Asa Hashem, the same way the Seder of the Yoyim Right? You don't go, you don't have 12 o'clock and then 11 o'clock and then, you know, you don't go backwards like that. So too, when you're doing Hal, it has to be Rabbi Amir Hishem Hashem Mevayrach. He learns it up from the pasuk that Hashem should be Mevayrach. That it should be like Rashi says, it should be like the same way it was created, the way it is. So that's also how Hal has to be. He says from the end of the pasuk, same idea that it has to be from now until forever. So that in that seder, it's the same way. Hal also has to be on the seder that it's written. Krishma, what about Krishma? The Tanya. Krishma Kiksava. Krishma has to be said as it's written, Divrei Rebbe, which means in Lashon HaKodesh. Same way it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, so too you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Chacham says, no, it can be in any Lashon. My time at Rebbe, what's the reason of it? Rebbe says it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'hayu, right? It says, V'hayu Advar Me'ela. So V'hayu, again, V'hayu means, B'hava Yosan Yehu, the same way that it is, that's the way it should be. So the same way that it was written, that's the way it should be read. So it should be in Lashon HaKodesh, Rabbanan. So what is Rabbanan? My time, Amakra, my time, huh? He says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, what is Rabbanan? Why do they say that you can do it in any Lashon? The Pasuk says, Shema. Any Lashon that you hear, right? It just says Shema Yisrael. So if you understand and hear a different language, you can say it in a different language. Rabbi Nami, so what is Rabbi going to do? Rabbi is the one that says that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. So what's Rabbi going to do with Shema? Haksiv Shema. But he needs that for Hashme la'ozna chamash atam etzimapicha. You have to hear the words that you're saying when you're saying Shema. Can't say it too quietly. Rabbanan Sabri, Rabbanan say, Command Omar Hakire es Shema v'lishmil ozna yotza. Rabbanan don't agree with this. Rabbanan don't need to learn out this limud that you have to say Shema loud enough, because they hold that you don't have to say Shema loud enough that you can hear it. So now we're going to go work backwards. Now the other way, Rabbanan nami haksiv v'hayu. So what is Rabbanan going to do with v'hayu? The Rebbe learned v'hayu means that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. What's the Rabbanan going to do with v'hayu? Hahumi b'ayu l'shalayikul ha'mafres. He's going to learn it out from v'hayu. That what? You cannot read it backwards. So here's according to the Rabbanan, that you see that Shema cannot be read backwards. V'Rebbe shalayikul ha'mafres ha'manolis. What about Rebbe? How is he going to learn out that you cannot read Shema backwards? It says midvarim, it says hadvarim. It says vayu hadvarim, it doesn't say dvarim. It could have said dvarim, something. The extra hey, Rebbe learns out that you cannot read it backwards. Rabbanan, what's the Rabbanan going to do with the hadvarim? It says dvarim, hadvarim, le'mashma. They don't think that the extra hey is really, you know, any special diak. So therefore, they don't have to learn anything from it. Okay, so l'maisa, you see from here, from Rebbe and the Rabbanan, both of them, they both hold that, you see from here, that Kriyashma cannot be read backwards. So now, let's say, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe says what? The Rebbe says that by a Kriyashma, you have to say Kriyashma in Lashon, B'davka Lashon HaKodesh, so there must be the rest of the Torah, you can say it any Lashon. Because if you're going to say that the entire Torah has to dafka be said in Lashon HaKodesh, why does it have to say a special pasuk of Vahayu by Shema? Right? This is how the whole Torah has to be read in Shema. This is Itzrich. I would think Shema Kirabon, and I would think that, oh, because the Pasuk says Shema. So I would think to Arshan like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan say that you can listen to, you can say in any Lashon. So therefore, the Kasav Rachman of Ahayu, the Torah has to say specifically Vahayu, that to not let you think like that, and only in Lashon HaKodesh. But really, the entire Torah also has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Lema Kasav Rabbanan call it Torah Lashon HaKodesh. So now let's go the other way. Let's say the Rabbanan say that the entire Torah has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? Because if you're going to say that the entire Torah could have been said in any Lashon, why does it have to say Shema? Why does it have to say a specific Pasuk by Shema that you can say it in any Lashon? And the entire Torah can be said in any Lashon. So what does it know? Same thing we said by Rebbe. That you could think that it said V'hayu, so you would think to Darshan like Rebbe. So therefore the Torah has to say Kazrachman Shema, that to not let you think like that. They can be said in any Lashon. Okay, so now we said Hallel, now we said Kriyashma, now Tefillah. What about Tefillah? Tefillah Manalan. How do you know that Tefillah has to be said in a specific order? You can't switch around Shemayna Esrei. We say Tefillah means Shemayna Esrei. The Tanya, the Bible says, Shimon HaPakuli. Shimon HaPakuli, Hizdu Shemayna Esrei Brachas Lefnei Ragamil Ala Seder B'Yavne. Shimon HaPakuli was organized Shemayna Esrei, you know, in front of Rabbi Gamliel and Yavne. So he was inside of them in a specific order, and that's the way they have to be said. Amar Beichanam, Amar Elavim, Asisim Tana, Meiv Esim Zekinim Ubehem Kama Neviim Tiknu Shmona Esrei Brachos Al Seder. So there's 120 Zekinim, right, and then there's many Neviim, So they were Misakin Shmon Esrei that have brachas on a certain specific Seder. So you have two reasons that they have to be said in a specific Seder. So that's why tefillah has to be said in a specific Seder. Tan Rabbanan. Minayim Shamra, now we're going to go through the Shmon Esrei. Tan Rabbanan. Minayim Shamra Avos. How do we know that you have to say Avos? Not only Avos, but you say Avos first. Shneimar says, the Pasuk says, Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. You should first bring in front of Hashem B'nei Elim, which is the schus of the Elim. The Elim are the strong ones, referring to the Avos. Avos were considered the strong ones. Uminayin Shem Gvuris. And now, how do we know that we say Gvuris? Shneimar Havu Lashem Kavod. And by the way, Havu Lashem Kavod V'Avos is after Havu Lashem B'nei Elim. So you see that first is Avos, and then Gvuris, which is right, Atagibar. So that's Kavod V'Avos. That's his strength. Uminayin Shem Kedusha is, how do we know that after that you say Kadosh, Ata Kadosh? Shneimar Havu Lashem Kavod Shemai. Yishtach Hashem Hadras Kadosh. Kvod Shemai. Hadras Kadosh. That's Kadosh. So you see that that's what should be next. This is the order of the Pasuk also. First you have Havu Lashem Kavod Elim, Havu Lashem Kavod V'Avos, Havu Lashem Kavod Shemai. So those are the three that you have to start with. Umaroy Lemer Bina Achar Kedusha. So why do they say that you say Bina Ata Chayin and Ladam Das? How do you know they say that after Kedusha? Shenemar, or say Kedusha, I mean Ata Kodesh. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vekdish was Kedosh Yaakov, Eselakei Yisrael Yaritsu. That's the Pasuk of a Kedusha. The Samachlein, right next to that Pasuk, it says, Vyadu Saye Ruach Bina. And now, the Saye Ruach will know Bina, which is Ata Chayin. We ask Hashem for Das. Umar Roy Loimer Teshuva Acher Bina. How do you know that you say the next Brach, which is Teshuva, after Atachin Lam Dasach Siv, Uvava Yavin, the Uvava Yavin, he'll understand, and then what will happen? Vishav Virabile, and then he'll return, which is Teshuva. So, Ihachi, if that's the case, what should be the next bracha? Refua Basra, Ihachi, Lema Refua Basra Teshuva. So, therefore, you should, if that's the case, after Vishav, the next thing in the Pasuk says, Virabile. So, it should say Refua. We know that does not follow Hashivainu, right? I would never think that to say the refu after teshuva. Why? So you see, the yashiv is teshuva, and then afterwards, then you get a slicha. So that's why we say slach lanu after teshuva. The part of teshuva. So the Gemara says, okay, but now we have two psukim that are competing with each other. My chazit to samcha saha samacha. How do you know that you go after one pasuk? Maybe you should go after the other pasuk. Who's to say which one we should follow? The one that says refuah goes afterwards, or the one that says slicha goes afterwards? So it says ksivach krachirina. It says there's another pasuk. Haselech lecholav einaychi, which is slicha. Haroyfi lechol tachlo aychi hagol mashal chayaychi. So you see, slicha precedes refuah from that pasuk. So that's the pasuk that's going to be machria and tell us what to do. So the Maimra, you're going to say the Gula or Refua Basit the Slichahu? So now you're telling me that Gula and Refua is after Slichah? The Pasuk says, Vishav Virapaloi. The Pasuk says first Vishav, and then right after Vishav is Virapaloi. So now you have a fourth Pasuk that seems to say that Refua is after Teshuva. So now you can't just say that the third Pasuk is Machriya, because you have a fourth one also. So Gemara says, no, Hahu Lab Refua de Tachluim. This Pasuk of Vishav Virapaloi, I'm sorry, it's not a fourth Pasuk, it's actually going back to the third, that Pasuk that we said initially. So that, he's saying, that's not a Raya, because that Virapaloi is not talking about Refua for sicknesses. That's talking about Refua de Slichahi. It says, right, Lavava Yavin Vishav, Virapaloi, you will have a refuah shlema. Not a physical refuah shlema, it's a spiritual refuah shlema. So that's the same thing as like a slicha. So that's not the refuah that we're asking for in Shmon Esrei. So that puts that idea to rest. So we know that slicha is after teshuva. So now what's next? My Ra Lemik Ula Bishvias. How do we know that you say Geula in the seventh bracha? Since we are going to have a geula in the seventh year, so therefore they are misakin that you should have the seventh bracha should be the geula bracha. How can you tell me that you're going to have a geula? We're going to have a geula in the seventh year. Mar says b'shishas kailos, that the sixth year there's going to be loud noises, kailos b'shvius mochamas, and the seventh year there's going to be fights, mochamas, b'maitzay wars, b'maitzay shvius ben David, and then at the end of the seventh year ben David ba. So ben David is coming only after the seventh year. So why are we saying the seventh year is the gula? It's not. It's at the end of the seventh year. So it says ben milchama nami eschalta de gula. He says no, because the milchama is also, it's all part of the gula. Milchama is part of the gula. Okay, so that's what the seventh bracha is, Re'ei Navin, which is Gula. Umar Ra Lemir Refua, it's the Bishminus. Why do we say Refua as the eighth bracha? Since we know that the bris milah is on the eighth day, so and I, what do you need on the eighth day after you get a bris milah? You need a refuah. So therefore, we say the refuah is the eighth bracha. Why we say baruch aleinu with the blessing of the year on the ninth day? Amar Rabbi Alexandri, kineged mafkiyah sharm, is kineged the mafkiyah sharm, the people that raise the prices. The chsiv shvar zroya rasha. But David said, and this is in Tehillim, that they should break the arms of these Rishayim that raise the prices. David himself, Ki Yomar B'Tishias, David said, this capital Tehillim is the ninth capital. If you take a look, it's nice, not so clear that it's the ninth. Taisus deals with it, Rishayim deals with it. Okay, if you would count it a certain way, it'll be the ninth. So, so since he said in the ninth, so therefore we also say
if you count it in the ninth. Freya, it might be the ninth.
Amra Lamer Kibbutz Gali is La'achir Birkas Hashanah. Why do we say next is the Kibbutz Gali, right? The Kabbash Shofar, which is the Kibbutz Gali. So why do we say that after Birkas Hashanah? The Chsiv, Va'atem Hare Yisrael Anafchem Titnu, Ufrichem Titenu, Uferiachem Tisu, La'ama Yisrael, Ki Karvu Lavai. So this is after Birkas Hashanah, after you have the Anafchem and you have all the bracha of the trees, then you will have Kibbutz Galias. That's the Pasuk's Mashma. The Kibbutz and Eskapsu Galias, and now they did have the Kibbutz Galias. What's next? Hashiva Shayftenu Nasa Din Birsham. Now we have to make Din with the Rishayim. Now that we Galus is over, so now you have to make a Din. Hashanamar Vashiva Yoda Yalech Veetzroiv Kevar Sigich. And I have to go in the pasuk that's talking about doing judgment with the Rishayim. Ksiv Vashiva Shayftech Kevar Yishayna. And I will return my Shayften. So you see, that's why we say the next pasuk. Part of davening is in Shmon Esrei is of Shiva Shayften. Vakimach and Asa Din and Rishayim. And now since Din was done with the Rishayim, Kalu apoyshim v'koyul zedim imayim. So now the Rishayim are going to be kalu, which is we say v'lam al shinim. Shenemer v'shever apoyshim v'chatam yachta. V'kimen shakalu apoyshim. So now, once the apoyshim are destroyed, misroimim is karen tzadikim. So now the tzadikim, al tzadikim is next. That will be there. They will be misroimim. D'chsev v'chol kainu Rishayim agadeh. T'remam le karen tzadik. V'koyul geri tzadikim at tzadikim. And also the geri tzadik also are going to be included with the tzadikim. Shenemer v'nesev v'takim v'datim le'zakim. And right near that says v'chiyagur chem ger. So also the gerit tzedek will be included with the tzaddikim. They will be saved. Not will be saved, but they will be raimimus. The heichan misraimus karnim. And then where will they have such a raimim karnim? Is in Yerushalayim. Shenamar shalu shlaim yishlayu yishlayu avayich. And that's why after al tzaddikim is Yerushalayim. And then once Yerushalayim is built, then what happens about David? So then we have a Samach David. So now David's going to come. Shnemer Achu Yeshuv B'nei Yisrael. Rubik Shal Hashem Elokeihem Meiz David Malkam Meiz David Malkam. Mekimach about David. And now once David comes, Basa Tefila. What does David bring with him? He brings Tefila, which is Shemei Tefila, right? Shnemer Avi Yosef Marakosh V'Smach Meiz Tefilasi. Smach Meiz Tefilasi. Mekimach Basa Tefila. Now once Tefila comes, Basa Avoida. Now Avoida comes, which is Avoida Beis Midrash. Shnemer Alei Seim Zivchem Ratzanim Zivchi. So therefore, that's what Robert say, which is the Avaida. That's after Shemei Tefila. Kivan Shabbos Avaida. Now, once comes Avaida, what do the Kohanim say? The Levim say they say Basa Taida comes with thanks to Hashem. Shnemer Zaveich Taida Yichabdan. When you shecht, right? That's the Taida. Maro Leimer Birkas Kohanim Acher Haida. So what do they say? Why do they say Birkas Kohanim? They say Birkas Kohanim after Haida. The Siv Pasuk says VaYisa Aron Es Yodav Elohim VaYivarechem. So you see, Aaron blessed, right? And Yisrael Aaron, the other Alam, Baruch Hu blessed them. And he went down from doing the Karbanis. So you see that right after the Avoda, what happens? Aaron gives him a bracha. So you see the Kehan and Birkas Kehanim should be after the Karbanis. So then, Einam Kehanim Avoda. So it says maybe it sounds like it should be maybe even before Avoda. Says no, Lois Hakadosh. They wouldn't think that. The pasuk says Vayered Me Asayis Achatos Miksev La Asayis. Does it say that he went to go do the Avoda? And that's when he was blessing Klai Yisrael. No, it says Me'aseis, which is Masha that he already did the Avodah, and now he's coming to give the Klai Yisrael bracha. The Lema Achra Avodah. So why don't you say that it's right after the Avodah? Right after the Avodah, before you say Taida, right before we say the thanks, before you say Ma'idim, it should be Birkas Kohanim. He says Lo Yisakadaita Chem, and I think that the Chsiv Zeveach Taida My, it says Zeveach Toida. The pasuk says Zeveach Toida, which is right after Zeveach. So you see that Toida has to be after the carbon. So then now you have two, again, you have two competing pesukim. My chaz is the samcha sahai, smaycha hai. One pasuk says Vayisar nes yodam, which is right after the carbon. It doesn't say a word about Toida over there, but here this other pasuk says Zeveach Toida. So Mistabra Avoida Vahaida Chadamelsi. It's Mistabra that Avoida and Haida is all one thing. So therefore, even if it just says Avoida, it's also inclusive. Inclusive in the Avoida is Taida. So now we put that to rest. So now what? How come Sim Shalom is the next? Even though there's only one left, you know, it's got to be Sim Shalom. So Ma'ra Loi Sim Shalom Achar Bekas Kanam Asiv, Esamu Eshmi Al Bnei Yisrael, Vani Yavarachim, Bracha Da Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom. Is that the Bracha Da Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalom, so after the Kehanim, give the Bracha Shnei Mar Shem Bracha Sam Eva Shalom, after the Kehanim, give the last Bracha, then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give the Bracha, which is Kodesh Baruch Hu Shbaruch Hu Shalom. So now the Gemara asks, now we went through the entire Shemona Esrei, V'chim Achad, Demei Ava Esim Zekeinu Mehem Kaman Neviim, Tiknu Tefilah. So now we said there's two reasons why we had Tefilah has to be in a certain order. One is because Shimon HaPakuli, and the other one is because Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, basically, they were Mesader. So then, if the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesader, then what do we need Shimon HaPakuli for? So, Demei Ava Esim Zekeinu Mehem Kaman Neviim, Tiknu Tefilah, I'll say there, Shimon HaPakuli, my Hizder. So Shachum v'chazur v'sadrin, because they forgot it, and he came and was mesader it back. Reminded everybody how the seder should go. So now, really, they say that how's you talking that he forgot people, the Klai Yisrael forgot Shimon Esrei. That's not possible. What they say is that so from somewhere the Shimon HaPakuli, he was the one that explained to them all these reasonings why he was in a specific seder, but not Chas v'Shalom that Klai Yisrael ever forgot how to daven. What the davening was. Okay. Mikan ve'elach, asla sabbat shvachash kolosh baruch. From here on, after anything that we say in Shemon Esra, you can't say the shvachim of a kolosh baruch. Damer blazer ma'idach siv, mi amalagvus Hashem yashmir kol tilasai. The pasuk says, right, mi amalagvus Hashem yashmir kol tilasai, l'mi na l'amalagvus Hashem, who is, right, appropriate to say the gvuras of Hashem, to say the shvachim of Hashem, l'mi sheyachol lahashmiya kol tilasai, somebody who could say all of his praises, which is who? No one. So that's why you cannot say any other Tehillos and Shvachos after Shemon Esrei. Amar Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Amar Biyachon, Masapir B'Shachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyis Midai, somebody who keeps saying the Shvachim of Hashem more than enough, Ne'akir Min Ha'Olam, he is destroyed from the world. Shemar HaYisuper Loi Ki Yadaber Im Amar Ish Ki Yivla. Is it possible for anyone to say the entire Shvachos of Hashem? It's not possible. Darshav Yehuda Ish Kfar Gvuraya. What is it? The pasuk says, "Lacha to you, daimiha sehila." Quietness is a tehila. The best medicine of all is quiet. To keep quiet. Ravdimi said that they said in the Marava, "Mila besela mishukin betrayin." If words are worth a sela, one sela, so then quietness is worth two slon. See how important it is to keep quiet more often. Okay, Kara Apela Yotza. So somebody who reads about and by heart, he's not Yotza Manalan. How do we know this? Amarava Asya Zachira Zachira. Ksiv Hacha Vayam Hail Nizkarim. Oksiv Hasim Ksaiv Zaisikarim Besefer. By Amalek it says Zikarim. And over here by Megillah it says Zikarim. Mal Halan Besefer, Avkarim Besefer. Just like it says Ksaiv Zaisikarim Besefer. So too, that's by Amalek. So too over here by Megillah, it has to be Besefer. It has to be read out of Besefer. Maidai Zachira Kriyahi. How do we know that Zechira is talking about Kriya? Who says you have to read it? The Dilma Iyan Ba'alma. Maybe you just have to look over the Parsha of Amalek or look over the Megillah and not have to read it out loud. Well, whenever I think that, it says Zechar, Yachal, Zechar. Zechar is not what you have to say. Yachal Balev. You would think that maybe Zechar is in your heart. Kishu'em Lesishka, Chare Shikas Alev Omer. It says, right, Zechar Al Tishkach. Once it says, don't forget it, that I know your heart. So why is it saying Zechar, Hamani Mekayim Zechar? It must be, that's talking about Bepeh. That's talking about with your mouth. If you read it, Targum, well, what's the case where somebody reads the Targum? Maybe you're saying that it's written in a regular, let's say, Lashon HaKodesh, and then you just read the Targum. Hainu Alpeh, that's Alpeh. I don't have to say a special, the Mishnah doesn't have to tell me a special case of Kar Targum. That is Alpeh. So Laitzicha must be the Chsiva Targum. It's written in a Targum, written in English, or written in their Targum that they had Aramaic. The Kailar Targum, and you read Targum right out of it, that's not going to be Yotze.